continue our response to God's word through the prayers of the people. Let us pray. Lord God, on this day of days we pray for the world. In its yearning for the signs of renewal and the return of hope, in its fears that nothing will ever change, in its longing for a free and just life to be the birthright of all people, in the groaning of creation as it labours under the weight of our wastefulness and exploitation. On this day, may the world receive and understand the joy of liberation and release symbolized in the empty tomb. May our fears be assuaged by the promise of your kingdom that is to come and which is among us already. And may your church be the avenue through which the sparks of hope may glimmer in the darkness. And from those sparks may there spring up the radiant light of your joyous gift in the risen Christ. We pray for our nation, with its struggles to be a land of equity and justice, with its failures to live up to the best standards articulated by its national myths and stories, with those of its citizens and would-be citizens who are denied access to dignity and peace. May the gospel witness to the risen Jesus ring all the louder in our national consciousness, that we may recognize in all people your image and likeness and extend to them the hospitality of your grace. We pray for our community, especially those individuals who look with longing eyes for any signs of better times to come. May those who clutch at the desperate strands of survival and who fear that the new dawn of hope may never come find in the resurrection the comfort and hope of divine presence in human reality. And may we, the people of God, be the agents of your compassion for all who despair. Merciful Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, for the church throughout the world, for the Uniting Church in Australia, for your communities of faith at Heathmont and Ringwood. Forgive us for the ways we have failed to live out your gospel in the world. Strengthen our endeavours to extend the light of your love. And grant that through your Holy Spirit we may have sufficient humility of heart and mind to discern truly where and how you are calling us to act in discipleship to Christ. God of hope and healing, we pray for all those who are suffering under the burden of illness or disease, for the dying, for the disabled, for those afflicted with trauma or daily despair, for those who suffer prejudice or discrimination because of their physical or psychological circumstances. We offer before you the names of those known to us for whom life is at present difficult. And we mention especially Glenys MacDonald and Ross Scholes Robertson and Pam Woolcock. In the light of Christ's resurrection, we ask that you bless all who suffer and struggle with hope and peace, holding together the sorrow of Good Friday with the joy of Easter Day as an ever-present reminder of your love, which overcomes death and has the final word in human destiny. Lord of life and resurrection, we remember all those who have passed before us, especially those who have departed into your peace in the past year, or those whose anniversaries occur about this time. May their lives be held in the depth of your love until that time when all life is joined through Christ into your eternal being. And may those who mourn and remember with sadness be upheld by your Spirit of peace, reassured by your promise of eternal life made through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of all things, you know the depths of our hearts, all the hidden places, the secret hurts, the quiet shames, the unrealized hope. Wholly known to you, we come before you now to offer in silence those prayers written upon our hearts. Lord of light and life, we offer all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, who with the Holy Spirit lives and reigns with you, one God, for ever and ever. Let us therefore be confident to pray in the words which Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.